I'd try, let's see. A popular flowering bush around here. The
azaleas, camellias.
It's two words. And the first one is a kind of, it's mountain laurel.
Mountain laurel, They're sort of still rare. They're very expensive if you buy them at the nursery to plant in your yard, for instance. They really grow in the mountains, you know. They grow in the mountains of north, way up north Georgia. You have to get almost to North Carolina and Tennessee before you start seeing the mountain laurel.
Okay, now let me see. This is one of the favorite trees of yours, which is this.
Dogwood,
but that is
magnolia.
Right. And this, I think, has red, or pinkish red, like, flowers.
Camellias.
Azaleas. Maybe I'm thinking of azaleas, that's fine. Rhododendrons.
Oh.
What are they
like? Now, they grow in the mountains, too. They're very expensive at the nurseries to plant in the yard.
What do they look like?
They're beautiful.
They have
a leaf that looks like a small magnolia or bay leaf, that kind of shaped leaf. And the flowers are great big, sort of a plume. Well, they look like a giant azalea blossom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Purple and beautiful cerise color and lavender, maybe some pink ones, that pretty shade of pink, like a bright, you know, deep pink.
We have them all over our yard at home.
You do?
Yes, they're all over the place. They're great big bushes, with great big flowers, and Mom cuts them and just floats with several floating in there.
Beautiful.
So,
coming in summertime.
Before I left home.
I read, there's a poem one of the poets wrote, and call him a Rhodora. He keeps talking about the Rhodora. And he's kind of a Rhodora.
They are beautiful. Are people back home?
No, I think so.
If there's something that you wanted to do and you were going to check with Mr. Wingard, first, before you did it, you would say, "I must ask my husband's permission."
I must ask my husband's permission.
Or just husband.
I must ask my husband.
What other synonyms do you know of for husband?
Oh, man. I've heard people say that. Oh, up north they say the mister, don't they? Have you ever heard people call each other the mister and the missus?
Sometimes
that amuses us.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna ask the mister.
How about, your husband would say, "I must ask
my wife."
I haven't seen.
Old lady. Battle axe. He probably has some names, I don't know. Better half. Oh, that's nice. Better half.
Yeah. How about a woman whose husband has died? We call her
widow.
Okay. And what do you? Let's see.
If he's not dead, if he's a divorced widow, it's a grass widow. If it's a real widow, it's a sod widow. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Your parents, your
mother and father.
Okay, the second one that you said, father.
Daddy.
What did you call your father?
I called him Daddy.
Any other usual affection?
Then my children called him Big Daddy. My mother called her Daddy Papa.
How about for him?
We never did call him Dad. I think that's kind of maybe up north and east. Dad.
Yeah.
Pop. I've heard those.